Rob Gill, President and CEO of Epic Financial Strategies. Today we're going to talk about Elevate Your Earnings, five steps to make the most of your salary. So those are two different things. Elevate your earnings. Well, okay, you have a 9-to-5. There's a salary. We'll chop that up. But what are you doing at night if you want to get a side hustle to make extra money? What does that look like for you? Are you driving Ubers? Do you have an online business? Do you have a home business? Is there ways that you could offer not only information or products to the world that makes the world a better place? These are little things that for the folks that, and I'm not saying don't do anything after your job at night. I'm not saying don't go to the gym or don't have a life. But if you have a fixed salary, it's only going to take you so far on what you could actually do lifestyle-wise. So just keep that in mind. You'll get raises along the way. I get it. But now let's focus on the salary. You want to set clear goals. And the way you set clear goals, understand the short term and the long term. You always want to be able to get to the point where you're saving 20% of your income, even after you're getting the 401k match, even up to the 401k match. And then, you know, you put your money in, they match it. After that, you still want to get to another 20% eventually. Now, I know it could be hard when you have debt and you're first starting out. If you do have debt, you want to make sure that you're creating an automatic debt reduction strategy that's automated so you don't see it, and that you're still saving that money every month. Even if you have to start at 5 or 10%, that's fine. But when you start doing this, that's gonna tie into your short-term and your long-term goals. And then you're gonna deploy the capital appropriately. But remember, you have to make sure that you have a team around you, even if it's one or two people initially, eventually 5 or 6, that are on the same page for your benefit. And by the way, they could all say something, but unless you could see it and they're meeting with you on a quarterly basis, virtually you could do that through the Epic Wealth Builder, the e-money platform where you could have all your planners there that could be on the same page for the benefit of your thinking. And that's going to help not only with your short, but your long-term goals. And then now as you have these goals with deadlines, not just goals, but goals written out with deadlines that you read in the mirror that ties into your nervous system, this is going to allow you to allocate your salary in a much more powerful, efficient, effective, integrous way. And now let's create a financial freedom map. And by the way, you can click the link below. There is a 12-minute video about a financial freedom map, and it's for free. It's going to tie into some of the things I'm saying right now. You should check that out. But a financial freedom map is key because it's always about the destination. And by the way, what does retirement planning mean? How much money in every single month am I going to get in retirement? That's what it comes down to. So if the map or the goal in the map is to be here, you need to know where you are in that map. Are you not even in the woods? Are you lost in the woods? You may be here thinking you're here, and that's why it's important to understand and be very honest where you're at, because if you could do that, you can make good, sound decisions. And always remember, you could do a lot more in 10 years than you ever thought you could possibly do, and usually a lot less in 1 year. That instant gratification is going to hurt you every time. Don't try and keep up with the Joneses. As a matter of fact, don't even know who the Joneses are. If you don't know who the Joneses are, trust me, you're living above status quo. And if you live above status quo, good things are going to happen. So now it's about creating a comprehensive budget. The first thing you want to be able to do is track expenses. You got to listen. The beautiful thing about, you know, technology now, you can just go look right online and see all the money you're spending on gas, all the money you're spending on dinners, all the money you're spending on food, all the money you're spending on travel and clothes. You could see it. Same thing with your credit cards. You could see it. So if you track those expenses and then you could identify gaps that you could close that could result in savings, right? Let's say if you go to the ATM machine, let's say 12 times a month, you're gonna get hit with those fees. Just go one time a month or two times a month and get all the cash out, and you'll save $3 on the other 10 times that you go. That's just a simple little thing. Carpool, we hear about that all the time. So you wanna make sure that you understand where you're overspending. Don't do too many Ubers. Watch out for your kids that are buying Microsoft on your credit card or anything Apple. You know, I get all these little bills all the time from my kids. Understand what that is, and then track overspending. Listen, the dinner may have cost you $100 when it should have cost you $50. Be honest with it. Don't get too much food, right? And believe me, I'm talking to myself right now, but don't get too much food. Make sure that you understand what you're ordering. And if you really look at it, you may be able to save $500, $1,000, $2,000, even $3,000 a month if you stay in that space. You now want to be able to prioritize savings and investing. Prioritize saving and investing, and we're going to get into what that looks like, because I think the most important thing is, what does your emergency fund look like? Ready? If you're the single breadwinner, the wife or the husband's not working, just one is, 6 months of fixed expenses must be in the bank. That's the rule of thumb. Now, if they both work, that's 3 months. After that, remember the goal is to get up to 20% even after you do the 401k and IRA. But if you understand that, you want that emergency fund, you still want to be able to save beyond that. But having that 6 months or 3 months is a really good feeling, especially when economic winter comes our way and we're not ready for it because no one gave us a warning. There was no calamity bell. And because of that, we're in a good position to kind of breathe a little bit deep, make good decisions and not overreact. And as we stay along on this, listen, you got the 401k, you got the IRA, you know, you're putting money in cash value life insurance, you have extra money, or you're financing your own debt, or you're buying businesses, do you have alternative investments? And by the way, you're gonna get some scoundrels out there that'll tell you to put all this money into an alternative investment. Be very careful. Don't run around so I'm putting every dollar into an investment that is gonna give you a quote unquote 10X. If you have $1 million in cash, you don't want to put any more than 5% into anything risky like that. And that's assuming you could take the risk. So just be careful of any kind of, you know, outside of the box alternative investment, even if it's, you know, through someone that's selling any kind of real estate or coaching programs or anything like that. You want to make sure you I dot and T cross because it could be good. And always remember, whatever they're telling you, whoever they are, run it by somebody independent and make sure you ask 10 or 20 questions. By the way, if you want to know what kind of questions to ask, go ahead, click that link below. Set up a time for one of the team members here at Epic. They're going to take you not only through the success process, no obligation, but even in that conversation, if you want to say, hey, listen, I might be buying this alternative investment, what are the 10 or 15 questions I should ask? So when they answer the questions, you can make a sound decision and talk to the other financial planners, accountants and estate attorneys so they can help you make a decision based on the information. Because the power of questions leads to powerful answers, which could come to a decision either way based on how deep those questions are. You want to make it meaningful. Let's get into managing debt wisely. And this is where I talk about having an automatic debt reduction plan. You may have 5 or 6 credit cards and the balances are up there. And if you just look at all of them, it's going to kind of weigh on you a little bit. However, if you actually take a step back and do one at a time through this debt reduction strategy where it's automated through every check that comes into your banking system, now all of a sudden it's going to slowly get reduced, assuming you really began to control your spending, reduce your expenses. And next thing you know, as it's happening each month and you're still saving money, debt goes down, savings goes up. That's a feeling of spirituality. That's a feeling of liquidity. That's a feeling of being able to take advantage of things that are on discount. And when you're living in that space, you'll be amazed at how fast you accelerate. And a pro tip, and it's real simple, folks, you want to make sure that you prioritize high interest over low interest. You want to knock that out as fast as you possibly can so you can really begin to knock that down even faster and really make good decisions and understand the difference between high and low, understand the difference between preferred and non-preferred debt, understand how to kind of manage and or really put yourself in a position to finance your own debt. All these things become powerful because once you start becoming the bank and start getting multiple use of each and every dollar through a crafted cash value life insurance plan, the acceleration becomes monumental. And when you have momentum, you never have to give that up again by staying addicted to the arduous. I say that all the time. And we're gonna talk about negotiating salary increases, what that would look like to be able to make sure that you present yourself with influence, with integrity to who you work for and with. And now all of a sudden you're gonna put yourself in a position to be higher up on the food chain. If there's 10 versions of you, but you speak with the best, not only integrity, but influence, you'll be amazed at how people begin to follow. And when you understand how to negotiate and you look at the long term, remember, even in that negotiation, if you don't blink, if you're speaking from the heart and you have conviction on what you're doing, you may not win that day, but as time goes on, things I must earn, they'll eventually come back and take a look at you the second and third time because you've been a steady Eddie and you haven't blinked or you haven't fell off. And your star will rise, especially if you understand the difference between 1 and 10 years. A lot more can be done in 10 years than you could possibly imagine, and a lot less in 1 year. The people that want to sprint early, they fade fast. I promise you, I've seen it. I got bodies all over behind me that were way ahead of me. And right now it's like, yo, what's up, man? How you doing? And I'm taking all the trade secrets from Rumson Road and I'm bringing them right to you because you deserve exactly the mindset that I now have because I grew up just like you with no money. Parents ran out of money on the 20th of every month. Anyway, thanks for checking us out. Go ahead, click the link below. Put in questions that you might have. Don't forget to subscribe. Put in videos you might want me to do. And don't forget, the members here at Epic will reach out to you, take you through the success process, no obligation. We're here to serve and contribute, and I can't thank you enough for being part of the family.